Today's share is on alacrity, zrizus. It's based on Revolbi, Perek number 12, semester. So basically we're going to talk about zrizus. I'm not going to say alacrity anymore. You know what zrizus is. We'll learn a bit more about it. And the contrast to laziness. I'm going to try and explain where those things come from. What's the shorish? What's the source of those things? And why are these things so important? Let's start with Revolbi. So Revolbi brings a Gemara in Avodah Zorah, Daf Kaf on the base, which is the source of the whole of the Masiris Yesharim, the statement of Reb Pinchas ben Yair. So the Gemara says, "V'nishmartem mikol davara," that a person should guard himself from all that which is bad. How does he do that? Mikan, Amar Reb Pinchas. From here, says Reb Pinchas ben Yair. From this place we learn in the Torah. The Torah mivia idei zehirut. Torah brings us to carefulness. Uzehirut mivia idei zrizus. And carefulness brings us towards zehirut. Zrizut, sorry. Alacrity. So it says, Im zehirut bezrizut hayu midot pshutot. If these were simple midas, shall there eret that a person should normally behave in them? Yeah.
What's alacrity?
To do quickly something. We're going to explain in more detail, but do mitzvahs in a quick way, not a quick and a cautious way. Properly do them, not to wait to do them. Okay. So it says. We wouldn't need the learning of Torah to bring us to all these midas. If to be careful and to be zoris, to be quick at doing mitzvahs, right? Was just midas derech eretz, was something a person should learn. We don't need to be learning Torah to bring them to those midas. So if Torah is the thing that brings us to those midas, to those characteristics, it must be, says Revolbi, that this must be a darga. These must be, how you say darga, levels in which the Torah can bring us. And we have to learn. So these are levels of Torah. What does it mean? How does Torah bring us to these things? When a person learns Torah, what happens to him? He learns. He learns the details. He learns the details of a sugya. He learns the details of... It could be something which is not even necessarily nogeh, not necessarily something which is relevant to his life. Most of the things you're learning and you're learning Gemara aren't directly relevant. When you're learning a midas class or a marriage class or whatever classes you go to, right? They seem to be more relevant to your life. When you're learning a Torah class, it doesn't necessarily seem to be so relevant to your life. In the practical terms, in terms of the thing it's describing. So why is it that the learning of Torah be'iyun, the learning of Torah in depth, brings a person to cautiousness, to being careful with the mitzvahs? Because when you learn details, you focus on details. And not only are you learning details, you're learning details of the Torah, you're learning details of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Rotzen. When you see the depth of those details, you realize that all his mitzvahs, which have Ra, his Rotzen, have depth. And you think about them, you mitbonen. You delve into trying to work out what those mitzvahs. You realize one section of Torah has it. It means all sections of the Torah have that. There's a Tosfos. Tosfos in Kiddushin says that there's a machlokas there. How should a person start? What's more important, Torah or Maisa? Torah or action? So there's machlokas. Then the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Torah is Godel. Torah is greater. Why? Because it's mevia l'idei ma'aseh. It brings you to action. If it brings you to action, it means that action's more important. Says Rashi, if you learn Torah, nimsa shnehem b'yado. You have both in your hands. I.e., Torah is the way, is the vehicle in which we get through action. Then we have Torah and we have action. That's the vehicle. Says Tosfos, lematchilim, the people who are starting to learn. Torah is Godel. Why? Because without Torah, our actions are nothing. Not nothing, chas v'sholom, in comparison to what they would be with learning Torah and understanding what actions are. our actions compared to the understanding are I wouldn't say nothing, but they're less, much, much less than if we understood what we're doing. So the diktuk of learning Torah brings us to an understanding of the depths of the mitzvahs. Even though they're unrelated, we understand that the mitzvahs intrinsically have depth. And that brings us to zehirus. That brings us to a cautiousness in when we're doing our mitzvahs, when we're doing in our relationship with our Creator. Yes? You with me? Everyone's clear? Now, how does zehirus bring us to zerizus? When we see the importance, when we see the importance of the mitzvahs, we see the details of the mitzvahs, right? We see the chashivas, the importance of those mitzvahs. We learn about tefillin. We understand what tefillin are, what it does to us, what talis is, right? We understand what these things are on a deeper level, and we're zahir with them because of their importance. That importance, when you do something, no one misses. Anyone didn't get here on time for lunch, for dinner? Anyone? We're all here. We were all Zaris. We were all Zaris and Zahir. Very quickly, everyone's got everything they need, right? You got the chicken and the potatoes with the sauces and the salads. No one missed out on anything, right? The salad, you had the water. You have it all. You were Zahir. You all had that plate of food. Did it pretty quickly as well. And you were Zaris. You were standing there in the tour. You weren't missing out on your place, right? You were Zaris to do that. You want to say, oh, I'll do it in 5 minutes' time? No, straight away. Why? It's important to you. Something's important, you don't miss it. Shacharis, you know, I can always daven in Imre Shefa, I can always daven in the later minyan, right? I'm tired now. Anyone was tired for a plane that left at 5 o'clock in the morning? And he was packing last night? No one was tired. It's important. We're not tired. If something's important to you, if something's your zaris to do it, you're going to do it. Your zaris, because it's important. Zrizus means that you see these things as important. The mitzvahs are important. Now Rav Obi brings from his Rebbe that he said, Ki asiet ha'adam maisa mitzvah b'zrizus. When a person does a mitzvah with zrizus, he maisa shashchina shore alav. It's an action that the divine presence is dwelling on it. We call ikuv zman, and any prevention, any waiting to do that mitzvah, shechal ba maisa, ein rak sakona. It's only a danger. That the Yetzahara can be involved in that mitzvah. It's not that just the sakana of the Yetzahara is involved. The ikuv itself, the prevent, the staying, the waiting to do a mitzvah. You have Mr. Yetzahara here with you. It's a Gemara. This statement's a Gemara. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says, in Brachas, it says, So Shibi Isa, right? The, how you say, the leavening of the dough, zu yetzahara. That's the yetzahara. It's an example of the yetzahara. Why? Bread, flour, and water. It's flat, right? Flour and water. You know what matzah looks like? It's flat. When you put yeast in something, it gets elevated. Gaiva. It's satiating more, right? But it's full of just air. It's just air. It doesn't have to be real substance. The Yetzirah makes things which have no substance into substance. The desires for things are always greater than when you actually do the thing itself. We spoke about that. Your desires, the types for a person, always seem more than the actual, when you actually got that thing, right? Now, the another Gemara. Gemara says, Ushmartem et ha-matzahs. You should look after the matzahs, right? Coming up to Pesach in a few months' time. What do we do with our matzahs? L'shei mitzvahs matzah, right? If you're worried that it's not going to become chametz, so you bash it all the time. You're very careful about the matzahs. You've ever been to a matzah factory? How quickly they do everything? As soon as they finish kneading the matzah, they throw it down, they start bashing it, then they start rolling it. It's never 1 second that matzahs alone, right? The Zoris. So Gemara says, don't learn matzahs, learn mitzvahs. Ushmaltim et ha-mitzvahs. You should be careful in guarding the mitzvahs. mitzvah habal yadecha, a mitzvah that comes to your hand, al tachmitzena. Don't let it become chometz. What do you mean don't let it become chometz? How can a mitzvah become chometz? What's chometz here? We said the previous Gemara. So shebe'isa zu yetzahara. If you're doing a mitzvah and you're waiting for it, you're not being doing it with zrizus, you're not doing it with quickly and keenly. Keenly, probably is better. Well, you're doing it keenly, right? It's going to become chometz. The yetzahara is there. That's what this Rebbe told him. That's this Gemara. You understand? Where we find Shechina in a mitzvah? The mitzvah itself, in of itself, so there's an adbash, a certain way you change the word letters around. So a mem gets changed to a yud, and a tzadik gets changed to a hey. So it becomes God's name. Changing a mitzvah is a relationship with your Creator. It's an expression of God's name, an expression of God's will. You're doing His will when you're doing a mitzvah. If a friend, you have a friend, right? You have a friend. You tell a friend, your lost friend who just came into the country, right? Just came into the country. He hasn't seen you for a few years. He picks up the phone. You're sitting in your shiva. He phones you and you say, what do you say? Hi, I'm here. Oh, you haven't seen him for years. This is a good friend, right? You haven't seen him for years. Hi, where can we meet? I can't meet you this week. Maybe next week or the week after. I'm not sure if I have the time, but maybe in a few weeks' time. How does your friend feel? Does he think you're a good friend of his? No. It's a letdown. You're going to meet him. You're going to see him in a few weeks' time. It's a letdown. But if your friend phones you and you say, oh, I'm going to leave everything I have. I'm going to come and see you. Where do you want to meet? I can't wait to see you. How's your friend going to feel? You care for him. It's important, the meeting. The same meeting that you're going to do in a few weeks' time, so it is kiviyachol with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. A Kodesh Baruch Hu tells you to do his will. For you, he's telling. For him, he's telling you. For you, he's telling you. It's a relationship. Next week, few days' time, or later on I'll do it. What does that show? It shows not a connection with him, a disconnection. It shows a disconnection. Right? But when we do it straight away, it shows a connection, a relationship. Mitzvah in Lashon Aramaic is Savta. The Gemara says Savta. Savta means accompanying. When we're doing a mitzvah, we're accompanying the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're revealing His will. We're Bano, we're His children. We're His best friend, Kiviyachol. So Zrizus is a revelation of God's will in this world. It's a revelation of the Shekhinah. That's what this Revolvi's Rebbe meant. You understand? Makes sense? Yeah, makes sense? Zrizus is not just another midah. It's essential to understanding what a mitzvah is. It's essential in the doing of a mitzvah. It shows the importance of the mitzvah. And if the mitzvah is important, the relationship is important. You're karov to your Creator. If you don't want to do a mitzvah, you're not karov to your Creator. We all want to eat, right? We don't. No one missed a meal today. No one missed a meal. Right? No one missed his cake break. Right? No one missed that. We had the three meals. We could, believe me, we eat so much, we could probably eat maybe 2/3 or, I don't know, probably much less than what we eat. Much, much less. But we don't miss on it because we like it. It's important. Right? Right? Any of you guys, if you would replace a pill with a meal, none of us would do that. None of us would do that. Maybe. Maybe there'd be some. But I probably get fed up of it after a while. Right? It's important to us. Now, Revolvi says a very, very important Gemara here, which we're going to learn, try and learn. It says, there's a Gemara in Nedarim. He brings Gemara in Nedarim. Daf Lamed Vav. So he says here, Ha'om mehareini shochet et ha-Pesach. If I want to shech the Pesach, Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach you do with minuyim. You do with a group of people. You put on the Pesach. So he says, Ami she'alem echem rishon v'yushalayim. Whoever comes first to Jerusalem. Kivin she'chnis rosh ha'verubo, zocha b'chelko. His sons, who went to Yerushalayim first, they were zocha to the Korban Pesach. Right? So it says, Tanya Namiach. We learn like this also in the Braisa. Maisahi Haya. There was an act, there was a certain event. V'kidmu banot lebanot lebanim. And the daughters ran quicker than the sons. Nimtu, we find, banot zrizot. The daughters were zrizot, were quick to do the mitzvah. The banim shveilim. The banim shveilim. What does it mean, the banim shveilim? The child was shafel. The sons were shafel. What does shafelim mean? Means low. They looked at themselves in a low way. What prevents a person from doing a mitzvah properly? I'm not such a big tzaddik. I don't have to get up for the first minyan. I don't have to daven late. I don't have to do mitzvah so like that. I have to learn late at night. I have to do so many things. I'm just, I'm an average guy. What do you want from me, Rabbi? What do you want from me? I'm not such a big... I've only been in yeshiva now a few months or a few weeks or a day or two, right? What do you want from me? There's a truth in that. There's a truth in that. No one comes in here and has pears and a beard. Anyone who does have, there's something a little wrong there, right? We take in gradation. We took a little by little. No, nothing. We take in gradation. We do it little by little. Right? I also had a beard when I came to yeshiva. It wasn't because of religious reasons, because I couldn't be bothered shaving, so don't worry about it. Right? There's a reason for it. Yeah, you with me? If a person feels he's important, he feels his actions are important. If you feel your actions are important, you want to do things which are important properly. Bezihirut and bezrizus. Most of the reason we don't get up for shachris in the morning, or shachris is not so important, but more to that, we're not so important. Therefore, our actions aren't so important. If you're the only religious guy on campus, and you're the one who makes the minyan every morning on campus, you'll be there every day. Because you're effectively the rabbi on campus. You probably know more than the rabbi there anyway in Hillel. Certainly if he's reformed, right? No, maybe I'm wrong. But if you stayed in yeshiva a few months, you probably know more. But you understand what I'm saying? You're important. Huh? He disagrees. No? Tell me what you think. Okay, we'll talk about it later. All right. Doesn't matter. But you're important. You're the one making the minyan. You're the one coming there. You won't miss the minyan there because they're relying on you. You're the one doing it. You understand? Okay. So he says, he brings Rav Chaim Vital from Shari Kedusha. We've spoken about this, the four yesodot, the four elements. So the first element is Afa. There's Afa, which is earth. There's Ruach. There's spirit. There's Mayim, water. And then there's fire. There's the four elements, the four basic elements in a human being. Afa, what does Afa represent? Afa represents inertia. Like you, just as you have, you have inertia, one of Newton's rules, right? So you have inertia in terms of a person's spirituality. The midah of Afa, the bad aspect of Afa is depression, is atzlus. Atzlus, which is depression, brings a person to atzlus, to laziness. Laziness is a function of shiflus, is a function of depression. Not major depression, I don't mean major on drugs, right? Needed to get out of it. I'm talking about we're not happy with our lives. We don't think highly of ourselves. We don't think we're so important. We don't have good self-concept. We don't have self-confidence. Hasameach b'chelko, someone who's happy with his portion, right? Such a person, when you're happy, you have energy. You can do things. Right? Some people, it's sunny and think, yeah, let's go basketball. You're happy, you do things. When when you're not so happy with your life, right? You don't feel the energy, you don't feel the same... confidence to go out and do. That's what he says is the shorish, the source for not being zaris, for atzlus. That's what Rav Chaim Vital says. So when we want to work on this midah, what do we work on? It's a funny thing, you work on simcha. If you want to be more zaris, you work on sameach b'chelcho, being happy with your portion, with who you are. You can only be happy with who you are if you know who you are and you're accepting of who you are. Accepting in the sense, not that you're accepting and that you don't want to change who you are, but accepting that you realize you have flaws, but that's not who you are, that's just the surface. Those things you're going to improve. But your core, who you are, you like, you're happy with. Don't think you're the, I don't know what, you're this terrible person that has to change every aspect of you. There's good in you. Your Tzelem Elohim, your Shorish, your... I mean, if Chumash didn't write it, we wouldn't understand it. It's written in Chumash that your Tzelem Elohim, the man was created in the form of God. That's a very big statement. You're godly. You guys agree with that? Well, but Rabbi, I like schnitzel, and I like this, and I like... right? So he goes to parties as well. Right? What do you mean, Selim? Yeah. Your neshama is Selim Elohim. Your goof, okay, there's what to talk about. Your neshama, your pnimius, who you really are, the anishabi, the me in me, has Selim Elohim. You know what that means? Do you know what that means to be Selim Elohim? You know, the Kabbalists, I don't know any Kabbalah, but the Kabbalists speak about the spiritual worlds. There's an infinite level of spiritual worlds. Within this realm of the spiritual worlds, right? Nefesh HaChaim is brought. Within this realm of the spiritual worlds, there's a little dot. Right? All this realm of spiritual worlds, which is infinity going up. Right? If we put it on like a piece of paper, there's an infinity going up. On that piece of paper, I put a little dot. That dot is the physical world, i.e. our cosmos. That little dot there is our cosmos. The whole cosmos. All the Milky Way and beyond, right? I don't know how many galaxies we have and how many, you know. It's pretty big though, right? That's a little dot in comparison to the spiritual worlds. When you daven, when you pray, what are you affecting? Those spiritual worlds. You're changing them. And changing those physical spiritual worlds has an effect directly on the physical world. You know NASA? Yeah, you guys, you're American, right? You know NASA is, right? Yeah, most of the world. You send up a rocket, right? There's still Voyager 2 and Voyager 1 are floating there in space, right? Still sending pictures back, right? I don't know if they can control it from here. It's probably too far away, probably, right? I don't know. But when they send a rocket up there, NASA has a little button. It presses a button. The rocket changes its direction, goes in a completely different direction. Right? The control panel's down in NASA. Not up there in the rocket. It's all computerized. NASA's in control. Who's NASA of the world? You are. You, through your mitzvahs, through your Torah, and through your davening, control the world. Your mitzvah changes things. You don't even realize it. When the guy down in NASA flicks this little button, he's going to think the whole rocket's going to go in a completely different trajectory. Right? Okay, there's a little picture up there, and he sees it, you know, to a certain extent. I don't know how far he can see it. He doesn't see it. He just sees a trajectory, which is, you know, some little bleep on a screen or something, right? We don't even have that little bleep. But we're changing the whole of reality. That's how important we are. When we realize the effects of our mitzvahs, that little flick of davening, that little flick of learning, that little flick of doing a mitzvah, changes the whole course of reality. When we realize our importance, I'm not saying this, look at Nefesh HaChaim. Says this, we can change the whole reality. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter used to say, person learning Yerushalayim will cause someone to do tshuva in France. You think, what's it called? Of course, you know, we send out kiruv rabbis, they do their job. But Lamais, you ask all the stories of boys coming back to Yiddishkeit. They themselves don't even understand it. They met a rabbi, went to Shabbos meal, and bing, something happened. What happened? What schus they got to come back? You have Torah in it. You have learning. You have doing mitzvahs. That affects the whole world. It changes the whole world for the Jewish people. It changes. We can affect the whole world. When we realize our importance, now, and I'm talking to you, and you guys are looking at each other, thinking, come on, Rabbi, I'm not that important. That's our shiflus. We don't believe in ourselves. We don't believe how important we really are. We don't realize that we're NASA. Oh, the rabbi's going on the top. You know, he's like, give me a break, you know. No. Your mitzvahs are very important. And a mitzvah is done with tzah. Some of us maybe come to yeshiva. It's hard for us getting up in the morning. It's worth 10, 100, 1,000 times more than a mitzvah is done easily. So you guys who come in, the new, and you're doing something which is hard for you, that mitzvah is worth, you can't even compare it to someone who's brought up religious and does a mitzvah. He was used to it. He got brought up that way. His parents educated him. What sort of education you guys got in doing the mitzvahs? It's normal for you to keep Shabbos? It's normal for you to put on tefillin? It's normal for you to get up early in the morning? That's the hardest, right? Forget university. Come on, let's start till 9 o'clock. We're lucky we get there at 11. Well, every day, we're not talking about once a week going to lectures on time because this is a professor that you like and she's going to give you a good mark, right? We're talking about every day for the rest of your life, getting up for Shacharis. And whether you like it or not, Zman Kriyat Shema doesn't change because of whether you like it or not. Right? It's the same every year. You have to get up early sometimes, and so a little time you have a little bit of it later, but it's not that much of a certainly not 11 o'clock. It's important. We're important. We do important things. When you go back to America, and you're the only guy who has a kippah on his head, right? You're the rabbi. You're the Jew. You're the religious Jew. They're looking at you to how you behave. You're making a Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is something small. It's something very big. Because if Chas V'Shon, a person does Chilul Hashem, even Yom Kippur can't be Mekaper. Mises Mekaper. Im Mises Mekaper on Chilul Hashem. It's a very important thing to be a light to the nations. We as Jews are that light. We are that beacon. We have to be exemplary. We can only be exemplary if we know who we are. If we know who we are and we really believe it. We're not talking about gaiva. We're not talking about arrogance. Right? We're not talking about being arrogant. The difference between shiflus and humility is very different. A humble person, Moshe Rabbeinu was honored by Kol Adam. Says in Chumash, "V'ra'a panim aponim diber Hashem." He spoke to Hashem face to face. When did you have a face to face conversation? Well, not even Skype you had. Face to face. He knew who he was. Karan or Panav. He had beams of light coming from him. What are those beams of light? Wasn't a laser, alright? What was it? It was neshama. His neshama penetrated him, so it was beaming from his goof. It was beaming from his body. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't know who he was. Of course, he knew who he was. So how is an anav? He knew it was a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a present from Hashem. When you know who you are, and you know it's a present from Hashem, then you can be some else. Then you have humility. You understand? Shiflus is I'm nothing. I'm a zero. Who am I? What do you expect from me, Rabbi? I just became frum. What do you expect from me? It's Thursday night, Ben Yehuda, right? What do you want from me, right? What do you mean? What do you want from me? Who am I? You're important to the Jewish people. You ever saw a Sefer Torah? You ever read? You ever saw sometimes, you know, there's a problem with one little letter. There's a little yud. Right? A yud. The yud has a little, how do you say, a little spitz, a little chupchik on the side over here. Just a little chupchik over there. If it's missing in a Sefer Torah, it could be possible, according to Rabbeinu Tam, which we pass in that way. It could be possible. It could be not a good Sefer Torah. That little chupchik on the yud, that little detail, a little thing that comes down on the yud, if the yud doesn't have it, it's possible. So if a big Sefer Torah doesn't have that little chupchik, what happens? Put it back in the Aron, get another one. Can't read from me, can't make brachas over it. Right? Chazal say, a Jew, the Jewish people, they like the letters on the Sefer Torah. One Jew is missing that little chupchik. That little small thing in him. It affects the whole Jewish people. We're arevim zeh lezeh. We're mixed, we're intertwined. Every Jew is important. Without you, the Jewish people, chas v'shalom, have a level of pasless, have a level in which they're not connecting. So how can I say I'm not important? You're important, you're a little chupchik even. You're important to the whole Jewish people. That's when we understand the importance of our actions and the importance of the mitzvahs. And with Sameach Bechelko, we look at ourselves and are accepting of who we are, and we're happy with who we are. Not that we don't want to change, we want to change. Then automatically we'll be careful at the mitzvahs, and automatically we'll be zaris. We'll do zealously, we'll do them quickly, we'll do them properly. Now, there's another Gemara that Rebbe brings. The Gemara often says, right, Kohanim, Zrizim him. Kohanim, it's the Gemara asks, this is a difficult thing to do, maybe what's it called, maybe they'll, you know, they'll make a mistake here. So the Gemara says, Kohanim, Zrizim him. They're quick. When we're quick at doing something, what normally happens when we're quick?
Mess up.
You mess up. If you do something quickly, you mess up, right? So what does Mara say? The Kohanim do things quickly. Because we don't understand what doing quickly means. Quickly means zehirut and zrizut. When you do something zealously quickly, it means you see it's an important thing. If it's important, you'll do it quickly, but you'll also do it carefully. That's what Mara means. Kohanim zrizim him. Right? Now, we ought to explain also, what does a person do when he's in this place of, and we're all there, because biyachas to who we are, we're all somewhat depressed, somewhat low, somewhat don't think high of ourselves. If someone tells us something bad about ourselves, we usually believe it's true, and we usually get hurt, and we usually think bad, you know, how can he do that to me? I thought he was a friend, blah, 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 right? How do we pick ourselves up? How do you get the Sameach Bechelko? How do you pick ourselves up? Huh? How do you get out of this depression? It's not depression, like, you know, this mild level of depression. I won't call it depression, I don't know the word for it, but the mild level of that, like, you know, who am I, you know, this shiftless of us. How do we get ourselves out?
Just start doing stuff.
Right. Don't give up. Rav Yisrael, I think it's Rav Yisrael Salanta, or I forgot now, someone says this. The tikkun, the fixing of depression, is chesed. The depression, I'll explain to you what I mean now. What's the source of depression? I'll tell you a Rambam. The Rambam says, you know, in the modern world, I don't know if, okay, in the modern world, this is something maybe, okay, I'll speak about this. The modern world, it's a common thing. The doctors say, you know, a person has liquids, you know, extra liquids. You know, when you're young, you have extra liquids, you have hormones, you have extra liquid. So you have to remove that liquid for you. It's healthy. That's what the doctor said. Right? It's a common thing in the modern world. So the Rambam says, when a person removes that liquid, chas v'shalom, he does it to himself or whatever, he loses mimo'or einav, he loses the light in his eyes, and it causes him depression. Now I want to understand what that means. What does that mean? That thing, that expression, represents your DNA. You understand what I'm talking about, everyone? Yeah? That represents your DNA. It's the life-giving force that you have in you. When you spill it, when you waste it, what effectively are you doing? What in terms of, conceptually is happening? You're taking your essence, right? And it's being misused. It's being thrown away. It's being thrown in the garbage. Right? It's been thrown away. Garbage is an American term, right? The bin, if I was English. Dustbin, right? Okay. Being thrown away. Even Apple uses the word bin. Must be American. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? When a person isn't properly self-expressed, that's depression. That's loneliness. The way to get out of that point of loneliness is for a person to express himself. In depression, it's a person to express himself well. What's the kiviyachol, what's the midah against that? Against that way of expression, what's a midah which is a mitzvah in the Torah, and it's the first mitzvah of the Torah? It's pruvu, to be fruitful and multiply. What does that mean? It means a person gives his essence to someone else in a giving way, and in a creative way, right? And it's being expressed properly. So too it is in life. When we are self-expressed in a proper way, that's the opposite of depression. That's what brings a person to simcha. And that's sameach b'chelko. Simcha b'chelko is when a person feels he's expressing himself in the correct way. That's why asiyas ha-mitzvahs, doing the mitzvahs, doing God's will, which is the purpose of life, is by definition simcha b'chelko. It's by definition. If we believe it's His will, if you believe in God, we believe His will. That makes sense. Try it out. Do it. Certainly we all agree, there's no one who doesn't agree that doing good to a fellow person, fellow human being, helping someone out, everyone agrees that that's a good thing. Wherever we come, whatever part of life we come from, everyone agrees in that, right? Chesed, that's the chesed. That's how chesed gets you out of depression. The more a person is active in his proper expression, the more he becomes sameach b'chelko. And the more he has self-confidence, self-concept, the more he has does things with zrizus and sees the importance of himself and the importance of the actions he does. So we said chesed. We said self-expression. But come on, you guys should have asked me a question. What does Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair says? What does the Gemara say? It says Torah. Torah mivi. Torah brings you. What is Torah? Torah is not chochmah. Torah is not wisdom. Torah is when your chokhmah is expressed in your everyday life. It's the same thing in a good way. You understand? Chokhmah is wisdom. Chokhmah begoyim tamim. Chokhmah in university, they have chokhmah. You know, string theory, they have economic theory, they have psychology, right? You know, a lot of it's the Jews, right? Future is a Jewish concept. Eizu Neshech, we speak about futures. It wasn't something that they invented in modern world. It was something that the Talmudics, it's a Mishnah, knew about, right? But okay, doesn't matter. But we're not in yeshiva for chokhmah, we're in yeshiva to learn how to be self-expressive. And when we learn to be self-expressive, we'll be sameach b'chelko, we'll know our own importance, and we know our own importance will be zaris with mitzvahs. We want to do the mitzvahs in a proper way. and in a quick way, in a zealous way. You understand? But if we look at ourselves as unimportant people, what are we? Who are we? What am I? Doesn't affect the world. Of course we affect the world. When you get married, you affect your wife, you affect your children, you affect your grandchildren. There's generations through which we affect the world. We have a very big effect on the world. But our effect is a rippling effect. No, we're not telling you go become president, go become, I don't know, prime minister, go become, make a multinational company and make lots of money. No one's telling you to do that. Be a proper human being. Be a light in the way that you live. Be a Kiddush Hashem, that when people see you, you say, ah, that's a good human being. I want to be like that. And I'm going to tell you, when you walk around the streets, people notice it. You can go on a plane and people start talking to you. You go on a Manhattan bus ride. I once, there's a guy sitting next to me. Okay, he sees you're Jewish. He assumes you're a rabbi, right? Because you wear this hat thing, right? So he starts talking to you. As a Christian guy, he starts talking about his personal problems. Right? And then he walks out. He starts walking out the what's it called, the Manhattan bus station with you. You know, say giving you his email, giving you. It happens. Because people see that you're living a proper way. They also want to live a proper way. They don't know. You have a guidebook. It's called the Torah. Use it. It's your heritage. Use it. Learn from it. And when you learn from it, it'll give you more self-confidence. It'll give you an understanding of who you are. It'll give you a simcha b'chelka. Bezah Hashem. Okay, questions? Any questions?
The Ramban, like, what exactly were they saying that
proper? I forgot to explain that more. It's okay. Now, we argued. I go back to the Ramban. The doctors, right? I forgot to explain that. So the doctors say we should be, you know, we should get rid of that extra liquid. Chazal say differently. Chazal say eva katan yesh ba'adam. There's a small eva in a man. Feed it.
Eva is what?
Eva means an organ. There's a small organ in a person. I mean, that's what we're talking about. If you feed it, i.e. it's used, it's hungry. If you starve it, it's satisfied. But Rabbi, I don't know if that's true. Starving it doesn't mean not using it. Starving it means not using it, not seeing things. Not seeing things on the internet, not seeing things when you go outside, not seeing things. That's called starving it. If you're in the four walls of yeshiva and you're not internet and this pops up and that pops up and the other things pop up, right? Now you get tochnot, you get something you put in your computer that doesn't let anything pop up to you, right? So if you want to use the internet and you want to, you know, you have things that don't pop up. If you starve it, it's satisfied. Certain things have to be starved. That's how Judaism looks at it. And when you're ready to get married, b'sar Hashem, then it's a different situation. It's pat basara. Then it doesn't bother you anymore. And then that's when you have your proper self-expression. Okay? All right. Okay. That's the reason.
Thank you. Rabbi.
Thank you. I didn't mean any barrel
first.
Oh, no,
there's different times
in the reform.
Yes. No. But the reform that I've met,
yeah.
I don't usually know that much.
I don't really know. Most people have never, I don't think. Most people who are trash have never actually talked to the reform out of it before.
Those people.